pain. You never understand how can it be depressed. Negative pain, then there is clever. The clever pain, intelligent pain, inventive pain, technological pain, very simple. Aggressive pain, yes, but just. And apparently, men is not satisfied. He wants to be something else, something else. There are no words in the category. Some somebody else, not just a king. Then I have to continue to be successful in discovering the world. It's too hard to begin and end the identification.
He is honest. I mean, that's not criminal, of course. You will help this young man. But without sharing inwardly, the travail and suffering and misery of the unfortunate person to whom he extends help and aid. His very being is outward oriented. He sees just the cross of the earth. He never tries to penetrate into the inner core. He is a man who is not curious to find out what is behind the veil. He is bound to the concept and very precise. He knows when he has understanding for detail, because he is an objective. He knows nothing, but he knows nothing of the innumerable world of individual conception. He is concerned with just the one world, namely, the world of things. The zero of the aim of matter stays us when we see the aim of matter. What does it mean that God created man for this world? You see, God will man. God will man. To look upon himself as a human, and to feel himself a part of that natural cosmic core, and feel his rootedness in the soul of the soul. However, this is more or less the portion of the image which I try to project of many things. And being as a reality, as an existential experience. Now that my mind is so connected of men subject, I subject, not I object. Secondly, there is another existential experience. Man is also in the thing, is concrete. Can touch him, you can see him, you can talk to him, you can communicate with him. He's a reality. He's not a reality. What is he going to do now? He's a producer, he's a manufacturer, he's a manufacturer. He wants to move. But no matter where you are, it must be a part of the system, of the system of things we need. But man is also an intangible figure. Remote from the scene of input and phenomenal reality. Yes, man is an intangible figure, man subject. Yes, he is present in the world of input. However, at the same time, not completely belonging. Revealing something which is not part of this world, of this world of electricity. He is entangled among things in events, but nevertheless, he feels from time to time as a stranger, who is lonesome for his real home. Man somehow transcends his own consciousness and feeling to the point of finding himself in the embrace of another reality. And that reality is that I subject. It is a reality which cannot be found. It's not a thing. There is no concreteness. The I is not something anymore. It's not concrete, not the concrete reality, possessing gravity, stimulating the obstacles, or that career is the subject that I'm spoken of, subject knower, who is inseparable from many things. But there is something in them which can never be caught in the crucible of objectification. It can never be, in something can never become rebel into objectivity, into it too. Interesting is the Ramban in Gracious. I cannot explain everything in the Ramban. Vayita Bhatta Krishna Sura Chaya says the Ramban, who are Hashem Hagadol? This is the breath of the Almighty, the peace that is born out of his mouth. We learn wisdom and intelligence. Geometria, whoever blows a breath into the nostrils of somebody, the Mishmosin in the name, it gives the person a part of his breath. Umar of the Sikrit, that's what is stated in Sikrit. Nidorim, whoever takes a vow, Kinishta Bahaya, is likened to one who swore by the life of the king. Shavuot, whoever takes an oath, Kinishta Bahaya. Zikro to one is served by the king himself. Bata Bishir Haile Gavon, Zechal Gavon, Chaya Bishir Tafei Nash. I cannot explain the whole Ramban. The Ramban says something very strange. That in the Pesach, Balita Bata Bishir Haile Gavon, we find an allusion to the Dorim and Shmiz. To the Dorim and Shmiz, you know, but never to the Shmiz. You know what the Ramban means? I cannot explain it in detail. You know very well that the Neder is a Yisochetke. Neder applies to many things, to many objects. Shmiz is a Yisochetke. Shmiz is applicable to many subjects, to any subject. This is Chaya Rishon the Chidashah. Except for the Rabbah was it. That God created man as a human being, as an object and as a subject, as a thing and an intention personal. And in our Rachel, very vision, a certain time, we never know the little bit of the God of God, the distinction between other machines. At this juncture, we are confronted with many subjects whose existence already is central, men persona. Man is not perfect anymore. He is elusive. Man is not a member of an establishment. He is an individual. There is no more existential border. God is the uniformity and monastic being to which the order of things is exposed. The existence of many subjects is already unbounded, not at the surface. Unbounded. It is intentional and it is mysterious. Man subject is a mystery. Man object is a open book. Man subject is a mystery. You know why it's a mystery? You know why man subject is a mystery? What? Possibly because there is anyone who says you can hide it. He can disguise himself. He is not exposed to the inquiring eye. And he is an ihr Leben brechen. Bei Schabbi und der Schabbi stehen, mit wer die Schämmere gehen, bei die Frau die Schämmere gehen, aber oder bei dem, wer die Jakob. Denn wer, wenn die so ein Kind, das wieder stand, bevor der Almighty, der Gott kommt, und der Mann, der sagt, und der Himmel, wer aber, didn't God or mission or living in the all of the universe know where Adam may be to where Rasha has a question. Rasha has a question. He knew. So he knew nothing else. But this is not the question was not actually. The question was not on behalf of himself. This is the question God asked man, the Almighty asked man, the Father of man. Jacob, on behalf of countless future generations, on behalf of the millennial centuries of anticipated human history, where are you? Who are you? Then who are you? With one first thing so, it was not only kicked in the unknown in the history to the down, to his fellow man. It's a mystery to himself. It's not addressed himself. Why is it confusing with the armor? They said, I get up. Wow! He just echoed the word of the Almighty and the Lord of creation and human history. Rest of the salvation of God and I get up. Let it turn to the sea. By them too. And the God asked, I get up. And reached the plane of the Olympics. Quite noteworthy is the second moment of Hagar. When the world came out of war, was created with the letter U. Abraham was there with the letter A. Abraham was born with the letter U. The Jews, I don't know, in the arm of the Christian hall, she simply not listen to me now. I'm going to speak like a few here, it's a sure that. But anyway, I've checked with classical medieval, and that is, in particular, the medieval philosophy. It is, whatever I say is correct, whether it is true now, is not now, and I'm not even trying to check. I think we have to realize that the tradition of all should come at the time. If I'm wrong, I'll shut up. The youth is dimensional. The single point for saying does not represent anything. It lacks kinghood. It lacks reality. And it certainly lacks consciousness. However, the point, even though for saying is something very easy, is the origin, that's what the Hebrew mathematician thought, of all geometric figures. Because only, that's exactly what he said, I'm afraid to say that my own heart, that's exactly what he said, only by moving the points, the line emerges, and again, by moving the arm, the brain is born. To deny the existence of the body, even though the body is intangible, dimensional, imperceptible, unobservable, to deny the existence of the body would be tantamount, according to the mathematicians of antiquity, as without the need of liberation, to the destruction of the geometric world. Simply, the point cannot be explained, cannot be described, cannot be measured. It is not a thing at all. It is not a thing at all. Yet, what the Kabbalists used to call the point, it is the Achei, the origin. It is the Makor, the creation of everything. Per se, it is not a thing. It is the Makor, the creation, the origin, the Achei of everything. The point in itself is not perceptible, nor considerable. Yet, without the point, we cannot imagine the geometric world. The Kabbalists call the point Nekude Kadmeh, the less Machshavte Tisaveh, the Achei. The origin that the human mind is not able to place into a certain frame of reference or a certain frame of thinking. The discursive thinking that man has no categories to accommodate something dimensionless or something which is not. And yet, again I repeat, this nothing, this unreal, is the Achei, after all. Whoever knows this is about Kabbalah.
Alienation of men's subject from society.
more beautiful, something more exalted, something more strong. Nothing can be less, nothing can be dear for the inhabitant. He's there the answer. He's there the power. He does behold the vision. Men such as before the vision. Let us take a look into the descriptive psychology of men such as. The psychological image that men subject project is completely different from the image of men object or men thing. In fact, it is the very antithesis of what objectified man stands for. Men subject has inwardness. The living expression is not called the living. It is not satisfied just this surface existence, this vacuous around him. He thinks primarily in pictures, beholds beautiful vision. He is original, unique to the extent of being misunderstood. He defies stereotypes, cliches, but sometimes self-institutions. He descends to souls, discovers his absence of institutions. Or is it not? No cliches, no grand eloquence, are tolerated, is tolerated, is frank to the point of being discouraged. His feelings are fixed. Not like the emotional life of men think, which has no limits, float on the surface. Neither his sadness, nor his joy, nor his hatred, nor his love of men think, meaning today a friend, tomorrow a friend. What does the Irish politician say? Be aware of your friends, because they are the enemies of tomorrow. That is characteristic of man object, but not of man subject. This is characteristic of man who is seen with the head, but of man who is seen with the dimension of woman. That makes a difference. Emotionalized, deep-seated, consuming, at once violent and overwhelming. The idea is everything. The world does not speak significant. To the many things, with regard to many things, the attribute is true. The idea is nothing. The world. Men subject, the eye subject, is not always fair, because men subject sometimes displays extremism. And in a connect, men think is not fair, is not extremism. It's not only fair, but many times compassion. He shares in the distress of his fellow man. He's not only strong, can be balanced. The opposite of many things was often seized by a great warmth and kindness. The spiritual perfection, unlike many things, was slowly, gradually built up his sensations, his impressions. Man, the spiritual perception of men subject is at work, serving the Lord. He lacks precision contrary to many things. And contrary to many things, he does not handle well, cannot employ the method of induction. Induction is not his forte. However, he is a genius. possibly in addition to this, the artistic big stroke of it. He lacks perceptivity for the detail, for the minutia. He is impatient as far as detail is concerned. However, he is very sensitive to the grandeur of the whole, to the configuration, the beautiful sweeping curve, and straight line, ending in infinity. He sees everything contrary to men's thinking. Men's subject sees everything, not in total design. Subject projects the outline, the grand conception, many things, few things, as far as difference is concerned. Many things sedate, self-righteous, rudimentary in phrase, can distinguish between the possible and impossible. Then object is subject, is visionary, and quite often confuses. The vision of the unknown is fantastic to the fact of the world. But the main distinction is between man subject and man object is concerned with their object. Logic of men object, of men thing. If I may say so, some of the magician comes to hear in writing, is an inductive one, it's an empirical logic. And the purpose of the logic, I mean the task of the logic of men thing, is to guard him from practical blunders leading to the future. Men's subject, the logic of men's subject, is a different from completely. He takes advice not from an empirical logic, but from an a priori logic. A priori postulated logic, which protects him not from practical blunders, he makes fun, not from practical errors, but from something which may result in the loss of greatness. The a priori postulate logic is actually a logic not at the, is actually a logic at the true will, at the true non-practical will, a will which has the reasons of its own, and the rules of the soul. The highest authority for man object is reason. The highest authority for man subject is the will. Man object is the reason of reason, is a rational thing. Man subject is a voluntary thing. He is driven by a dream and also a mirror. The mirror is its own reason, its own logic.
What did he just say? The highest authority for man is the reason. The highest authority for man is the emotion. Emotion.
Now, what is the energy of the highest for those two personas who are buying metal in the rice? Judaism has accepted both images. Judaism stated, man is both. It is true. He is a thing, he is a reality, he aware of the advantageous character. Men should experience ontological dialectics, dualities, which are interwoven in these various things. You ask me, what is men supposed to do? Sometimes we act as men object. Sometimes we act as men object. Sometimes we act as a real thing. Not only the time of creation, but also in
Final moment.
one individual. Only one individual. He's a redeemer, he's a prophet, he's a priest, he's a great teacher. All of you are individual, and nothing but individual. Of all lovely men, of all lovely men, if not many things, many things have no influence. It is man's subject. One man individual, subject, no mystery. One predestinate makes the multitude stop before they all come around to the others. The individual sent the message. If not for him, there would be something else. The people, the community, lost its birth as many times. The charismatic, electric individual who is, if I may call it expression, a crisis personality which only begins and takes crisis. A crisis personality. The chosen individual, the prophet of the world, intervenes and rescues the people. Molding the middle of his own, during the Harvard channel, during the Balkan encounter, in the Europa Arcano, taking Eva, the Maccabees, Chachme Chazal, the Shemin Nachmani, etc. And how beautiful the message is. In the passage of Isaiah, the heart comes in, it's the gates of the heart in the end. Lay the heart in the lake of Hamlin, the Chalisa, the Rachel to receive it on, and the other shepherd again, and yet from all that, when the heart of the world and the enemies are built up to check them, neither do I abhor them, to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant to be there, for I am the Lord of the Lamb. So the Midrash says, but on the day to day, some day to day, and when he asked him, he made casting with a lace on the neck. But on the day to day, some day to day, and when he asked him, he made Kirsch. And now it's Jews are free to the Jews and the Swedes to the Fair of Roman, she not be my messenger, that I, the other man, may be messenger to honor and to return to Zion. When we get out in, we make a shiro. I did not have a Roman in the time of the Shemay, she not be to my messenger. Had the courage to declare war for the Greeks and the Allies Syrians. The Haritan, he made this. The man who made the Yechon of the Zachary. The instruction of the second Talmud, and the personality of the Yechon of the Zachary, to save the army from perfecting the camp. Interesting is that the Midrash does not say that God's grace has served itself in that to the Jews who were saved from many crises in disaster. Like such in the Babylonian exile, the oppression by the Holocaust, or from the Hebrew conspiracy, the members mentioned also the Hebrew conspiracy, Shemantle and Mordechai and Esther. For the Midrash mentions the names of the individuals whom the Almighty has assigned the task of helping the people. Now, the mere fact that the people are saved is not to seguirlo, to demonstrate that God had forsaken the Jews. Apparently, the Nelson emphasized that the great act of mercy and grace of self-control not only in the fact that the Jews survived, but also in the presence of great leaders of individuals, which would be the doubtless individuals, the people that have survived. The Irish subject plays an important role in the Jewish history, and the climax of it. In some respect, the Irish subject makes it. Of course, not in the sense of collide and conflict with their father, but his responsible history, his role, his death of the crisis personality. So, that's my subject, the last of my subject. However, if you take a look at the other document in the Bible, and we find the opposite opinion to the first opinion. A few days from tonight, we will read about the challenge of Esther, loving the American Baptist Shalom, the appeal for the king, and to live for the people. Why she supposed to sacrifice her life? The Leicester said in her answer that entry in the inner court will most probably end in death, Mordechai will get there and hold her to risk her life and to be ready for the supreme sacrifice. He started there to try to enter the inner court, even though the danger was obvious. And the chances of success, that's it. You already, the Torah demands of the individual, we should sacrifice himself for all, for the community. Just the opposite. When the Torah told us about creation of the individual man, about the conclusion of the covenant of the individual man, and about the role of the individual during crisis. Just remember, the individual means nothing if the destiny of the community is at stake. And that Shabbos will be again. Even the great Moses, who was called by the Almighty, lived away the shepherds of God. So the Lord in Rabbi says, go be down, for thy people that down, let us up out of the land of Egypt, have dealt corruptly. The Lord of us remarks, look your suffering on, do not have the strong. They say, sure, this is not a mission. I have given this mission, all the prayers of the Catholic Master. You are great, you are loved, you have a life, you have a life, you are inspiring. You are courageous, but only for their sake, not for your own sake. I see them now, only because of them. When they get instance of our family, this navigation, nation was excommunicated by a unit of the heavenly power. Nation excommunicated. Why? What did they do? Something who is in the back of the story. Moses' position in Jewish history. Then what happened? What happened to Moses? He was the people. And the leader of the people loses his greatness. He's excommunicated by the Lord. This is not a philosophy of men's subjects. Thank you. object finds the reason for his existence, from the eternal in himself, he just needs any community. Even for us, the actual object of many things comes to expression. I do exist there, but for the sake of somebody else. Who is that? Who is that kind of good? That moment of saying, and then to say, you got intoxicated and drowned, and proclaimed the pain and hell of his soul. Yes. What is the feeling of the hands about the relationship between the teacher and the community? Tell me, what is it? What is finally the philosophy of life? But only if I'm thinking about the philosophy of life. The question of dignity and individual is a very well popular topic. The answer is, it is a dialectic of philosophy. On the one hand, the other says, individual and supreme, the teleology of being is to be found in. On the other hand, we have said the community is supreme. The reality of the individual existence is to be found in the community. That's the way God knew us. I think that's the way God formulated his philosophy in his eternal book, the Torah. Now let us pick up another distinction. The main object remains. And also call into your house. What's then the house? A stake. Namely, I said, the logic of man, object, man, being, of vessel man, mother man, is in a different logic. Its main characteristics is clarity, distinctiveness, and applicability. I would rather say practicality. You know, pragmatism is the philosophy of the United States. Now it's giving ground. It has begun to give ground from dark to physical. For what it was, it has been the philosophy of the United States. Of American many years. What does pragmatism say? The pragmatism is the typical philosophy of men object, men being. What does pragmatism say? What is true? Whatever it is. I mean, it pictures pretty my formula. In essence, it's exactly the gist of pragmatic fallacy. Whatever it is, whatever is applicable, whatever is scientifically accepted, whatever I can utilize, take advantage of this thing. This is the logic of man object, man thing. Man subject, logic is an a priori logic. An ideal logic. It's actually not the logic of the mind. But the logic of the real, the strange, the spirit, which drives me to put in, which are unreasonable. The free will will shape the human personality. Now the question is as follows. Man object has developed a rational logic. Man subject has developed a voluntaristic. Man object asks for self-logic as to one question only, namely, what is useful, what is not useful. Man subject consults his laws of logic with another question, namely, what is right, what is wrong, what should be.
What is right?
What is right? What is right? Approach of the house.
Right.
Jewish history, experience. Then we are
is what our historical destiny. The Jews did not live by their laws, by the intellect, but by the mysterious will. I don't know what name they're going to come with. James speaks about a new belief. Biologists speak about a new belief to survive. I don't know what the mysterious will is here. Yet that we are still at it. Not our reason for election, but in compliance with the secret, mysterious, and destiny. The Jews agreed by completely non-empirical spectacles, non-empirical, they fashion the clothes, and by those fashioning the clothes, they did read. There is some feeling. Your bold thrust, an unqualified total dedication to a mysterious past and an unknown future, the tenacity, the unreasoning tenacity to survive as a spiritual entity, spiritual entity. All those things in our Arabic prayer are strict. We recognize another character of him, namely the majestic, pragmatic utilitarian laws and so on. For the empirical logician, there are no absolute laws for which you have to sacrifice the law. Let me just know what ultimate. Because everything on that thing is relative. Intergovernment with the family of social mores and social ethos. Law is changed, laws are modified, amended, and there is no internal way of life. That's what many people think. But do we need that logic? No. We are committed to all things. We are still committed to asking God. We try to see it in the time. Let us wait. The same people, the human life, the Christian, open the direction, and speak the direction. The human that is powerful, the human that is powerful experience. Not only the Jews now, it's all the Christians in the diaspora as well. important decisions about relationships between the Jewish community and the non-Jewish community, between the Jewish faith and the Christian church, basic decisions. And certainly the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Paul make basic decisions, but making the basic historical decisions is not clear with the practical about your own decisions in the effect of the people. We did not consult the empirical logic prior to our taking on our commitments, absolute commitments. We did not think out rationally the consequences of such obligations we have taken on. You have such commitments which are binding. We are seized by violent transcendental powers, by mysterious will. As we have reached suddenly, abruptly, basic decisions, and we have not engaged in inquiry and thorough examination. That's exactly what Chazal said about Nasa. Chazal has built up Nasa Nishma to a Messiah. The Jews are saying Nasa Nishma have achieved great heights. What's so wonderful about Nasa Nishma? Not so wonderful. What's exactly the substance of Nasa Nishma? What Chazal has seen of Nasa Nishma has the central idea of an eternal people. Why is the war of St. Paul so significant? What's the answer? Nasa Nishma means basic decisions are made without consulting, without reason, without careful logic. Nasa, we commit ourselves to Nishma, to the divine. If the Jews had said Nishma, we would have never accepted their answer. But in careful logic, we would have given good advice to them. Keep away! We pledged allegiance for the allegiance to the liberate. We are determined to survive. Determined. So, now the soil here. We survive. No matter how high the cost, and no matter how difficult it is to survive as a singular, unique identity. Yes, whose logic was accepted by the Jews? The logic of men thing, of men object, or the logic of men subject? But then, again the dialogue, both logics were accepted. If you were halacha, logic of men thing, men object. If you were historic experience, the logic of men subject, which is no logic. Very interesting, the Medrash. I have to inject some homiletics into it to keep you from falling asleep. Shubi, shubi, ashamanis. Shubi, shubi, the Mechas Eboch. And the Shulamai Benzas. Matechas of ashamanis. Kimchela Samachanoe. Return. Or Shulamite, return, that we may look upon thee. And the Shulamite, was a very undisciplined girl, what will you see in the Shulamite? The difference between the camps. And the Midrash is happening beautifully. Come from close to the return, Shulamite,
computer не откачивает его, не начнет. И нас сорим о лорд. To the glorious stars on high. И нас indulging in this indescribable inebriation of reality, in the saving madness of the world, in the saving madness, in the ecstasy of a subject who is born in a wonderful mystic, an artist, a genius, a prophet, to whom the world is not just a collection of things and facts and hard facts, but a living, human, and questing organism, Shuli Ashulamis, Ritero Shulamai, the next of all, we will attempt to understand it. But going better on the spiritual, we still don't understand it. Perhaps now more than ever, you know that. Don't understand it. And then, we'll try, we'll make an honest attempt to understand it, to rationalize thy commitment, and to bring them in accord with our logic, with empirical logic, with utilitarian pragmatic logic, with the logic of man's subject, man's being. But what does this wild show make us? What's your reply? What's your response to that summons, to that challenge, to that invitation? It's pretty, there is this invitation. What is the answer? What can you see in that shoreline? You never appreciate her aspirations. You never share her enthusiasm. You always fail to grasp her determination, her readiness to sacrifice. You never understand her intoxication, her great purpose. Like a gypsy dancer, and tangled in an interminable net dance, involved in a mad rush, in an out-of-calling movement. She's carried willingly into vast boundless spaces to an unknown destination. She couldn't stop. Dancing, the eternal dance, even if she wanted to. High subject, or here it's not men subject, here it is women subject, the woman mystery, Shulamai the clandestine, the enigmatic one, the eternal dance. The hero of the great historical drama of the Song of Songs. Again, the dialectic of men was held down for her into a historical dialectic of the dream. And let me ask you another question. Did not Joseph, Lord Joseph, personify the grand dialectic of two bodies, one of the organizer, the executive, man of reason, and one of the dreamer, of the visionary, of the prophet, of the inspired personality? On the one hand, he was the executive, great executive, prime minister of Egypt, it's over. He's half a father. He was carried away. The invisible one. He was both. Men object and men subject. There is sin with his personality, of course. It's free. It's a company.
We are lucky.